Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the precious name of Jesus tonight on July the 16th, I think it is, 2021. We do come giving praise and glory and honor to God tonight in spite of, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Lord, I thank you for your presence that I feel living right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We just thank and praise God tonight, and I'm going to try to do a quick short prayer, and then the Lord is leading me tonight to just read encouraging scriptures to encourage all of us to stand on his word and what he said, because, we can always give a prophecy or whatever. But when you stand on the logo, the scripture is what he has given us all the time, his word to stand on, to trust him with. And so he wants us to get this word down in our hearts, so when the enemy come battling, then we got the word that we can pull it back out to the Lord, because he tells us in his word, he says his word is forever settled in heaven. So God wants his people to start taking the word of God and whooping the situation, whooping the devil, whatever way you want to put it, upside the head with it. You know, because the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. When you go to Ephesians, the sixth chapter and stuff, the 10th verse, I put on the whole armor of God. That particular scripture especially tells us about, in the kingdom of God, you're going to go through a spiritual warfare. Consistent for everything that you believe in God and trust in God for. And you have to be fully dressed. And this is what I used to tell people a lot of time. If my mind is being attacked, I don't have on the helmet of salvation. I don't have on the helmet of salvation. You have to have on the whole armor every day, sleeping, whatever the word of God say. And also talking about the shield of faith. If anything anyone can say or hurt or whatever it is, or even if it's saying something negative hurting you and it hurting, penetrating your heart, or if they saying something that's contrary to the word of God penetrating your heart, then you don't have on the shield of faith. You just talking faith, but not walking faith. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I'm talking about from experience, because this is what I had to get grilling me and how you had to be. So anytime anyone, I don't care if I'm being pushed up against the wall, was saying something contrary to what God has told me, and talking about through his word, I'm not talking about just somebody else prophesying to me, because I tell you, I try to be real with y'all. I don't care who prophesied to you. You better know the scripture also to go along with what they're saying, because actually what they're saying is supposed to be coming out of the word of God, you know, because that is what's going to keep you and take you through. Because the way that God's done, that's why I said learning the ways of God, learning his process. He don't take everybody the same way. He's not going to let you get him in a box or bag and think he's coming this way or that way. But that's how you learn to get intimate with him, to know him personally. This is why I tell people, I'll argue with somebody else about their experience with God and what he taught them about him. It don't mean what they're saying is wrong, you know, but it's me. That's what they learned from the test that they went in to tell somebody else about it. Because if I didn't have the word in me when I was going through, I'm still going through now, but if I didn't go on, had the word then, I would have fainted. I'd have gave in because nothing was happening. Like my little mind and them little Christians was telling me what God would and would not do. And that's how I learned to know that everybody don't know him as an intimate God, they know him as a historical God. They know what they heard the Bible say, what they heard people preach, but to really walk with him in a close relationship. And that's the way it is, like I said, with the individual. If you have walked with another person, been close with them for a season of time, if you're really close, you know them better than somebody else that don't walk with them. They can know what they heard. They can know what they think. But with this relationship with God, it's not about what you think. It's what he says. And this is why I say for me, I say for anybody else, when they say, yeah, but I don't think, it's not about what you think, but it's what the word of God says. And God wants me to encourage you all tonight with this word, but he also wants you to get in the word. And when the devil comes to your mind, throw that scripture out there. But you got to know the word. Throw that scripture out there. And this is why, over the years, I've had a lot of Christians, as they call themselves, or church go, that's all it was. And whenever I would say what the word said, they come up with all this. And I basically had to tell them, look here, you just need to hush. Because I'm telling you what God said. This is not my opinion. This is not what I think. This is what I said. If I didn't do this, I could not stand what I'm going through and go through it because nothing didn't look like nothing. And then, like I said before, and even you having a child to feed and keep a roof over your head and all that stuff, and God ain't doing nothing. Like I said, he had told you he's going to take care of you. He's going to bless you. He told me all that, you know. But I needed people at the time standing with me, believing for the impossible. I didn't need people talking to me and then believe because I'm going to know the difference. That's one thing you can't fool me with. Now, I think it's the cost of the Holy Ghost. But they're believing. That's why I say even now about whatever. It's certain things. I don't ask certain people to pray with me about it because if you can't believe God can do it for you, how you going to be going to do it for me? And this is another thing I tell people also. I tell people, this lie I hear Christians say, well, I can believe for other people like I can't believe for myself. There's no way in the Bible. Faith is faith. You've got it, you don't have it. That's it. We got to stop taking shortcuts. But, Father, I ask you, we bless you tonight. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for coming in, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, out of obedience to your will and what you told me to do, Lord, let the words come out distinctly and clearly that your people may hear. And we come against the enemy that will come out to maybe try to twist the word up or maybe try to make it not come out like it's supposed to, like I don't know the word because the word is in me. And the fruits is there. So, Lord, we come against every attack of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to decree and declare, Father, hallelujah, by the Holy Ghost and what I'm feeling right now. But whatever you don't promise any of us that's on here, as we walk in obedience, it cannot be delayed. And it's not at the time that God says it's got to come to pass because God, hallelujah, is perfecting your faith. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're going to thank you for it in advance. We're going to thank you even for what we're going through. We're going to thank you for what the enemy is doing because he's trying to prove his power. But God, we're going to stand and believe that it's your, you got power over him. He only doing what you are allowing him to do. When you get tired and say stop, he got to stop. And Father, if he tried Jesus, if he tests Jesus, we know he's going to test us. And so, Father, we thank you for that right now. I ask you to bless your people, God. We ask you to open up the windows of heaven. And God, just like you did in the Old Testament, even though they was hard-headed, but you proved to the peoples around them that they were your children. Now, we that have accepted you with the Spirit of God and by faith, we are your spiritual children. So, Lord, we know, at least I know, that you're going to prove to the enemy that anyone stand in faith and believe you and trust your word, however long it takes, you will not let them come to shame because you are a faithful God. You are faithful in everything. Your word is true. This is why I keep telling people we have to go back to the logo and get revelation out of it because that word been around here longer than any word anybody else said and give. And you will not fail. You will not. Your word will not come to naught. But we got to believe it in our heart when the enemy is pushing and pushing and pushing and trying to make it look like the other way. We have to realize, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when the devil was up in heaven, he tried to even convince God after he going to take over. But he didn't know even all. And he's stupid enough after Jesus came along, he going to test him and try to make him think, I didn't do it then, but I'm going to do it now. You're going to bow to me, and I'm going to give you everything. But let me tell you one thing again. God owns everything. I don't care what we got, somebody else got. We own the stewards over they over. But we have to, just like the other people, when he said give something, we have to give it because it's not ours to hold it. And if God got something for you, the devil in hell can't keep it. You can stop it your own self. But the devil in hell can't keep you up because with God's eye, I hold the king's heart in my hand. And any way I turn it, he can turn for them and say yes. He can turn for them and say no. But they still ain't got the power because he's doing what he wants to do. But his will and his best, not your best, not what you think is best for you, it's going to be done. So we stand in faith tonight. That's why I don't let nobody stop me from believing and saying that by my faith and trust in God, I don't put in no ifs, ands, and buts, and all this stuff about it. I don't use my head. And not that I'm a dumb person, because it's not going to get anywhere with God. And that is in order for me to be taught the same way for others. The same way for others. So we thank you, Jesus. We praise you right now for the victory that was won on the cross. Now help all of us to walk it out. To walk it out. At least, Father, we're not doing like the Israelites. They had to fight, physically fight people. We have to fight in the spirit. But you gave us the weapons. The word of God, our faith, put on the whole armor of God. You tell us we're not dealing with flesh and blood. We got to get this word down in our heart. Because as long as we're same people, and people this and people that, I had to tell a lady this the other day that she come and she's talking about, something, you know, about the people. And I told her, I said, I'm telling you something, the devil used that on you so he can keep winning. He uses people just like he used all of us when we was in the world, and sometimes when we're Christians. But we thank and praise God tonight. But this word is not just, I'm not talking about, remember it in your head. Get it down in your spirit, man. That's what is spiritual food. That's why you have to eat the scripture. That's why you have to eat the scripture. It's just not prophecy going to feed your spirit, man. It just confirmed the word in your word, God. He just confirmed. That's why God having me now is not that God don't use me, but he does. He just, he don't come when people want. He come when he want. But he wants me to pull that word, because that is what's going to help him stand. I tell people, why I don't be shaking now, and I got some things going on. It's because of my faith in God and the word of God down in me. That is why I don't be shaking. That's why I don't question as to why this and why that and why the other, you know, all this stuff in which if I was calling my name, I could. But I know, just like I know my name, I can't question the all-wise God. I can't question him. He's all, he, you know, he's all in control. But we thank and praise God, like I say again, for his word. But I'm going to, first scripture I'm going to read, and you need to, like I said, if you can, you write them down, however. But it's going to be Psalms 145, 17 through 19. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways. Read that again. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and holy in all of his works. Whatever he does, whether it's to your liking, to your pleasing, or somebody else pleasing, he is not the one unrighteous. He is righteous. And this is what we have to get in our spirit. The Lord is nigh, close unto all of them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth. You've got to go to God with truth. I don't mean when I'm going to God in truth, with a true heart that you believe in and trust in. No matter what it looks like, see, he is going to do what he say he's going to do. I'm not talking to my be truthsome tell, you know, I hear a lot of people tell God, tell, you know, say they tell God to help you. It's all right if you tell God's will. They need to say the scripture. But he all, yes, he already know that. But we can tell him, Lord, I need your help. I'm trying to believe you, and I want to believe, but I need your help. If you don't help me, I can't be helped. Can't nobody else help me. Okay, he said, he will fulfill, that means complete, the desires of them that fear him. Fear means to reverence him and respect him. And we know how to reverence people and respect them. You don't just, you don't talk to them in any kind of way, or you don't just treat them in any kind of way. I'm not talking about just him through the word, even through his vessels. Because that's still disrespecting God. Okay, he said he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He will also will hear their cries and will save them. Just because God don't move, and I'm talking about what I experienced with the Lord. Many times I prayed, and I was in a tight place. He didn't move when I thought he was going to move. Because I was told by the Christian, well, you know, he's the right now God. And he moves when you need him. A lot of things we may call need, that's not what he calls him. Call him what he's doing in your life. And I had to learn, because I got disappointed a lot of times listening to the wrong people that was telling me stuff. They hadn't really walked with the Lord. They was in church. But they didn't think God was that kind of a God. He was this daddy that if I cry, he'd go ahead and put that sucker in my mouth. Or go ahead and get what I want. And like I said, and I was beat upside the head many, many times from that. Because he was saying that I wasn't trusting him. Okay, Psalm 119, 89 and 90. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's establishing the point. It does not change. It does not change. I don't care what's going on. It does not. Whatever way he did and how he changed things, how he moved, how he did, God has not changed. He's still trying to draw people to him for a relationship. It's not about just giving us what we want. It's not about, and that's why a lot of these millennium that they say and these grace, hyper grace, is telling people because time don't change. God just don't want to see his people go through and suffer. You know, you got some dumb folks out there. Because the Father sent his Son on the cross. Can you have, or anybody else can have children or whatever, or anybody you love, can you have them go through and take a crown or a thorn and stick it in their head? Stand up and see that? Or them great big old nails and put it in his hand and feet? I can't even, I got several videos about Jesus when he was beaten on the cross. I can't stand to look at him go through that. But the Father and his Son go through that. He said, thy faithfulness is unto all generation. Thou hast established thy earth and it abideth. Think about the earth being here, how long it's been, and it still remains. So his word remains. He said to all generations, so that lie that we hear that he don't do the same thing. And now we're so precious that he's not going to let us go through like he did to his people, the real people here, to be honest. They are the apples of God's eye. That's the Israelites. It's not us. We've just grafted in through by the Spirit. So that lot of people, the teaching, telling people that like God love us more than he loved them and he did, you know, all this stuff. What he did when he sent Jesus to the earth and Jesus went back was to get the Holy Spirit to help us to live a better life and live us a more holy life and connect to him. And what I see, they had the Spirit of God come on them. They didn't have it in them like we're supposed to have, okay? So they sin anyway. They disobeyed God. They talked back to Moses and everybody else, and they talked back to God. A lot of them died in the wilderness. They didn't get to go to the promised land. So he gave us the Holy Spirit, so we won't do that. And guess a lot of us still do it. So he ain't changed. Because this is what he's doing, why he allowed things to happen like that, allows to be tested and tried and all this stuff to build our faith, or your faith has to go through the fire. He's not going to accept none of us. I don't care who it is. Say, but Lord, I believe you. I trust you. Your faith going through the fire. I'm living proof. Because even now, and he knows I believe him. He said, I have never had a prophet to tell me that I have never not trusted his word. I've always believed he said that, okay? But still, look at what he got me going through now. He still got me waiting. But I got peace. I got peace. And I know he's still stretching more because for the believing supernatural, like he said he's going to use me, then, honey, you can't have no wavering faith. You can't see a person with their leg cut off and talking about you got faith. But then you looking at them and the devil talking to you, oh, that can't happen because, you know, they don't grow on legs now. Because when God's going to use you like that, you can't see nothing but God is answering that prayer and that leg growing out. Or somebody got cancer and cancer dropping off their body. A lot of these people that God got now in his kingdom, they ain't there. Because if they can't believe God to pay a bill or to do this, they can't believe God for the supernatural. So you have to go through. And this is something I've been saying I know over 20 years. I was saying that, and people at the time, I was talking to a lady yesterday here. I know in my heart she was the wonder woman. Because I know how she thought then, even though she's been the Lord long. She had said that I had telling people, yeah, God's going to pay bills to pay my bills and grow my limb. I mean, grow limbs. That was like grow limb. So I was out of the job then because the back would come. And the Lord had a prophet come to me to tell me that the devil is saying that you're crazy if you think God's going to pay your bills and grow a limb. So after she finished up, and I said, they done went crazy because guess what? He paying the bill now because I didn't have no job. I wasn't begging people. I wasn't asking people. I wasn't crying poor mouth. I didn't ask God, where was he? I said, now she's going to see the limb. But I didn't know it was going to take from that time to this one because the other thing he had to do in me. Everything he had to do in me. And this was supposed to be a believer. Because like I said, I knew then. I knew by the Spirit of God. Like I tell people, that's why people don't prove me now. And I don't think God's going to let them prove me. But anyway, Job 23 and 10 say, this is what Job was saying. Y'all remember the story of Job. You remember what the Lord allowed him to go through. Because the devil was walking around looking for somebody to test and try like he is today. Okay? God said, ask him, have you considered my servant Job? Because he's an upright man. You know, he shunned evil. Do that. And so God gave him permission to try Job. So he said, but you cannot take his life. You cannot. And remember, if you read it, you see all the stuff that Job went through. His wife tried to get him to cuss God and die. He told me he won't do it. Just like I said, people try to get me, they don't try to get me physically cussed, but they try to get me to doubt God, because they doubted. But he didn't do it, but he ended up losing all his house, his church, everything. Even, like I said, his wife tried to get him to cuss God. He ended up getting double back for everything he lost. And that's why I keep telling people, stop worrying about what you done lost and what you ain't got. Claim the word. That's why you got to know the word. You got to know the word. But anyway, Job said, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me or tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Most of God's children, okay, when they come to the Lord, it's a few that have came out that pure gold through the test and trial. That's why you go through them, to get all the junk out of you, all the thinking, all of this, all this stupid stuff that we do and say. And even though Job went tough and crazy, but anyway, God came through. But he told the Lord, I know the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job's three friends, they came to him talking stupid. He wouldn't even listen to what they were saying at all. So you have to come to a place, you don't be listening to the enemy. You don't let them talk to your head, because if you got no helmet of salvation, you ain't gonna listen to that crazy stuff. Anything can compare to the word of God. You're not gonna listen. This is why anytime anyone start talking something contrary to what the word of God, what I know, I cut it. Or I say something that's gonna stop it. You're not putting a mess in my spirit. And I used to tell people way back, go sit in the corner and talk to yourself if you want to talk like that. Don't talk it to me. Because you're not going to work for, say you work for God and you work for the devil, because you're trying to feed me what the devil is saying to you in my spirit. Okay, the other scripture say, this is in Job 22:25-28. It say, yes, the Almighty shall be thy defense. God is our defense. God is our protector. You got to know that. Not just because he got everything, you know, looking right and ain't nothing bothering all this stuff. Not that. You got to know in the midst of what you're going through that he's protecting us. No manners of that. He said, thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight or pleasure in the Almighty. Look what it said afterward. After that situation down there, he said, then you're going to have your pleasure, your delight in the Almighty. That word means pleasure. And shall lift up thy face unto God. Then you're going to give him praise and glory when you come out. We give him a phony praise and glory now, but don't really, it ain't coming from the heart, because as soon as he looked like he's going left, the praise is gone. The praise is gone. He said, thou shalt make thy prayers unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Whatever you done told God and promised God or whatever it is, that's what it's saying. I don't care if you're telling God, I'm going to praise you, I'm going to thank you, I'm going to serve you, I'm going to do all that, then you need to keep that word. Or if you're doing something else. Because see, the same thing in this reading. This is what he says, and this is why you hear me telling you all, always say what the word says. Always decree the word. Always decree the word. Even when it don't look like it, decree the word. He said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and thy light shall shine upon thy way, your pathway, the way you go. is saying the word. You cannot say the word in 1 minute and the next minute you're saying something negative or you're saying something out of left field. Because, see, you're mixing weeds with the word. And anybody know anything about planting, what's called, when you got weeds choking the you know, what you're planting out there, is choke the life out of them. Anytime you say anything contrary to God's word, even though that's what it looked like in the natural, you the one is choking the life out of what's called, because the word of God is life. The word of God is life. That's why I don't let people feast negative stuff in my spirit. Because I know that revelation, that if I let them feed, that when you lay down, although you know the word, but in your mind, all that those stupid stuff that people say, it's going to begin, come up. Then you claim you believe God, but now you don't, because the stuff is mixed. It's mixed. You can't do that. Another scripture is going to be Isaiah. No, while I'm over, I got that. I just did that. But anyway, Isaiah 40, I'm going to Isaiah 40, and these are the word of God. I'm trying, Lord, want me to let y'all get the word, get in the word of God, put it in your spirit, keep it going before you. Isaiah 40 and 29 through 31, okay, just 1 minute. The word of God said he give his power, God does, to the faint. If you weak or faint in your faith and your walk, that happens sometimes till you grow stronger. I'm talking about not to, I've been around people that have been in the Lord 10, 20, 30, 40 years. They worse than some of them that have been in the Lord only a few years, a few months, a few whatever. They faint every time something go on. I know a lady, I think she got to have been in the Lord over 30 years or whatever, probably before I was. And every so often she would get a meltdown. I'm telling her, I'm saying, look here, you ain't got no business. Now, I can understand somebody just coming in the Lord, just coming back to the Lord, or just what's called. But if I go to church every Sunday, and every Bible study, and every whatever, what I'm going for, because I'm not getting the word in me. I said, no. I said, because this is one thing I've been saying to the Lord. No one knows, like I said before, if it's a person trying to stand with the word, they probably preach and teach the word, they standing with you as with itself. Whenever people do like that, they pull you down and make you weak, and they don't have enough discernment to realize. If the one that's standing strong, you pull them down, you ain't got nobody to stand with you. Nobody. And sometimes that person can't get nobody to really believe. I'm sure truly believe for the impossible them. They'll tell you, believe what's gone. But then they'll turn around and tell you, what you ought to, instruction you ought to do. This is why, and the Bible, the letter, no, but anyway, the Lord lets know when you study, and then you listen to a lot of people. I'm talking about people that's really out there doing deliverance work and all this. Back here, I think 2018, I had called into this place, and so I had at the time felt like I'm getting ready to go out of here. Felt like I'm being snuffed out. Tears are flowing and all this stuff and so when I called in, didn't say nothing about what was going on. And as soon as the man heard my voice, he said, sister, he said, a python snake is wrapped around you, kind of choked not only your destiny but your life. And he said, you have been dealing with religious-minded Christians for a long time. They talked the talk, but then walked the walk. So they was trying to combat with me and compete with me, with the revelation I had, and trying to make me think I was wrong and I was this, that, and that. But he said in that, which I knew that there was a religious spirit, because what they used to do when they did that, they would have me so vexed and so what's going on that if I wasn't saved, I probably would have got up and tried to choke them. Because it wouldn't shut up. But it just kept on. Get the word, just word there. So this is why you can't do that. But I'm praying tonight to break this thing off of you, because the devil don't want you to feel your destiny. This is why I keep on telling y'all, it about y'all getting what y'all want and all that stuff. The purpose and the destiny God has created for your life, with all of that stuff you walk in, that's what he's trying to keep you from getting. Because if he don't use you, he'll use somebody else to hinder your own blessing. Because most Christians today, especially in the Western world, they don't want to go through. They don't put in their head that this is loving God, don't want them to go through. But then people all over the world, they love God. They going through worse things than what we going through. They sleeping on the ground. Now on some ground out there with them snakes and all that other stuff. But they get up and they go tell somebody about what Jesus do. You know, Jesus called them into the kingdom. What do? We don't even do that. But he said he give power to the faint, and to them that have no might or strength, he increases it, strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young lions shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Who is he talking about? He's talking about those, hallelujah, that wait upon the Lord. And what I'm saying during that time of waiting, it ain't the enemy ain't gonna try to be shaking us this way and that way. Somebody talking, the enemy trying to talk to our head, and you know all this stuff. And that's why Scripture said, "Fight the good fight of faith." I keep telling people, you got to listen to what the word is, and that's why you got to know the word. And when people is not doing that, I already know they don't know the word. I already know that, because the word of God tells us to persevere, fight the good fight of faith. What am I going to fight for? That's when everything is trying to make me think God ain't going to do it. Or God ain't going to this. Or you got some of them, as I call them, I really do, and God know I do that. Them liberal Christians that don't know God and don't have a relationship. They may have a church relationship. Well, you know, sometime this and sometime that. Then you need to go and try to talk to such and such a person and get them to do it that God ain't told me to go. And guess what? I ain't going. Because one thing I've learned this morning from my relationship and experience with God means a lot. I'm not talking about just because you have to spend years with the Lord, but the time that you spent is valuable learning his ways. And learning that when somebody else is telling you something, they don't bear witness with your inner man, you don't listen to them, because that tells you that that person is still a calm-minded Christian. And they're telling you, trying to work your own thing, go and do your own thing and get it delivered. But see, you can't do that if God is telling you not to. And this is why I say, if I can't get somebody standing with me and praying for me, but God's will, whatever God's will is for me, I don't need them praying with me. I don't need them standing with me. Now, that may seem cold and simple. No, you're not going to steal my destiny. You know, you're not going to steal it. I'm going to help you. That's why I said, with each and every person that God connected me or called me, if I'm pushing you toward, I'm pushing you toward him. I'm pushing you toward your destiny. Even if it seems like I'm pushing them hard, you know, I won't listen to nothing negative. Because it's not necessary that people will do for me if they get there. I don't been through with people enough time, a lot of time when people get what they get, they tell you bye. Somebody in the midst of it. But my purpose is still that, for God has called me to one of the things, is to push a person toward that's their purpose, whatever he purpose for them. If he purpose for them to make you the richest person in the world, the way I am, I'm going to have to push you there. Because that's what he purposed. Now, I can't be coming against that. Not a real person, Christian. Can't be coming against that. But Psalm 40 say, I waited, this is what David said. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. That means during the time he waited, he wasn't whining and crying and, you know, this, that, and other, and flipping over and cutting cliffs. And if you read about the life of David and what he had to run through and kept running from Saul constantly, you know, and all this stuff and other things he went through. But because he did not do like that, even though he killed Bathsheba, her and Uriah, because he wanted her. And see, religious people just look at that. But that was somebody else's wife. But see, David was a man after God's heart. Because why? He would always repent and didn't go back. Repent means to say, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me, and don't go back and do the same thing. Because if you went back to do what you told God you ain't going to do, you didn't truly repent. And that's what the Lord was saying to David, that he was a man after his heart. You cannot see. I can't. See, for David, repented, did all, and went back and did the same thing again. Even though he was constantly running from Saul, had many chances he could have killed Saul. But because his heart was so smitten, Saul was doing them like he was doing, he still wouldn't do it. Now, these people didn't have the Holy Ghost in them that we claim we got. And if their heart was like that and couldn't do it, and people got the Holy Ghost and they can hurt you or say anything to you or treat you wrong, They can't have it. They worse than what Solomon was. But he said, he brought me up also out of the horrible pit. You think you're going through something. I think I'm going through something. Listen to what David was saying. He brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many should see it and fear and should trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust. You are blessed. You are happy. You are joyful. You peaceful. You got peace. When you trust in God, like I tell people, I know when a person trusts God, whatever you're going through, you got peace. You're shopping it. Walking it. Because you know he got it. You know he's going to come through. Now, there are times, like I said, in my life that God had came through another direction. I thought he wasn't coming. But he still kept his word. Because he didn't tell me exactly how he was going to do it. But he said, and he trust, and respected not the proud, not such as turn aside the lie. Those who turn aside. First of all, they're prideful. That's what the word is saying. Okay? Then he said, they don't turn aside to lie. They listen to the lies of the devil, or they listen to the lies of the other folks, or they listen to the lies of the situation, because sometimes the situation talks a lot louder than the word do. But that's the enemy's job, is to make you take down and think it's not going to happen. But see, everything is by faith. It's not by actually what you feel and what you see or what you're looking at, because he tells you don't even look at it like that. That's temporary. But instead of us not looking at the situation and looking at the word, we look at the situation, then we get clocked. I call it clock. Then we'll say the word. No, you already know. You ain't looking at what the word of God say. Because, like I said, I've been ministering to people a long time. And I know, and my host youth is Christian, wasn't the world people. They want to draw the pictures to me. I'm trying to give them the word. They want to draw the picture. I'm not listening to the picture. I'm listening to the word. That's why you're like you are, because you're looking at the picture. The other day, I was trying to help a person. See, God sends people help, but you have to want the help and receive it when it comes, even though it may not be the way you like it or think it. But they know, because they experienced with God and what God is telling them. But anyway, the lady, you know, she keep going back to these particular people with their family member, and they keep hurting her feelings. She think they ought not to do it. Well, you preaching, teaching, reading the Bible, don't you read what the Bible say? You are hurting yourself, because you can't even read God through the action. You just think God got to show you in the Bible, got to have somebody give you a word, you know, and all this stuff. Just think about people back during they didn't have people giving them confirmation every week and every day. They didn't need it. Most of them, they trusted God whenever he said something. They believed him. They didn't have books and tapes and all that. They had prophets, but the prophets that came to them, they was correcting them and reproving them and rebuking them. They didn't come to make them just feel good about something God's going to do it, and they whine and crying. So a lot of, like I said before, a lot of these prophets, whatever you call them, they ain't before God. They're not really before God. They operating in the gift. That's what they operate. But anyway, David said that he waited patiently for the Lord. Patiently. He didn't say, oh Lord, patiently meant to endure and go through. Although he couldn't see, but you have to build yourself up with the word. Every time the word, when I was really, really going through fresh in my faith walk with God, and like I said, I had these Christians, whatever you want to call them, so I had to ask God, to be honest. I told God, I love your people, but I don't want what they got. I don't even want them around me, because I'm trying to stand and believe you. And they come with all this religious talk, all this stuff of what you don't want, a person to go through, and he won't allow this, and, you know, all this stuff they don't learn from the wrong preacher. And you showing me in my spirit, man, you order this. You order this. But Psalm 50 and 14 through 15, 14 through 15. Okay, he said, offer unto God. Offer unto God what? Thanksgiving. And pay thy vows unto the Most High. Like I say, if you tell God that you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do that, do not have amnesia. I don't care if you promise God you're going to pray. I don't believe in putting times on God when they go pray. I mean, I did that when I didn't have a relationship with the Lord. But once I got a relationship, when you got a relationship with him, you go outside every time he wants you. Anytime. Because I know people that say, well, you know, I did my prayer this morning at 3 o'clock, and so I won't pray no more until in the morning at 3 o'clock. That's not a relationship with the Lord. Because when you got a relationship in the natural with a person, and I especially if it's women with a man or a man with a woman, I don't care how many times you've been with them, whenever, whatever, we'll just come say, whatever you went with them early this morning, and they beckon for you to come back, you hurry up and take your family back. So why not do more for the one that created to you? Because that's what he wants, a relationship. Now, when, like I said, in the beginning, when I didn't know no better and hanging with the church folks, and they were saying that, and, you know, I get up every morning, read my 23rd Psalm, and I do my prayer, and I do my this, but all day long they're doing everything else. And so the Lord taught me through his words when he put me out upon him. He said, when you build your relationship with me, I'm just like another lover. I'm just like another husband. Then you come to me when I want you to, as many times as I want you to. And you come not always praying and asking for something. You come in, you allow me to talk, to tell you what's on my heart. And that was the difference in that. But he said, offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vow to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But this is what he said to Revelation 16, we're going to read that. But unto the wicked, he called the one that don't do this. It's scripture. God said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou should take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest my instruction and cast my word behind thee? But it's basically what he's saying. And this is what I try to tell people a lot of times. Just because people say they know God, they love God, they belong to God and all, but do not really serve God. And you got other people that don't understand scripture. Go to these people and tell them. But, you know, just speak the word and just pray. You know they don't even want your God. So you don't understand scripture. Because he just said in his word. He called them wicked. He said so they hate this statue. Whatever you, because I know it is me sometimes trying to, yeah, but I don't believe that. But they rejecting his logo, his word that he has said. So how can they expect anything from God? Because that's a hindrance to their prayer right there. And this is why certain things, because of what I learned, certain things with people, oh, you know, but yeah, but God hates this. Look at him. He gave stipulation in his word who he'll hear and what he do. Yeah, he will have mercy on whom he want to. That's true. But if you know, you'll never compromise the word with nobody. And basically, with the help of God, I don't do it. I don't care how close he is to me. Okay, I ain't not. If I had to obey God and do the word, you're going to have to do it too. If I'm working for him, I'm not going to work for him with my mouth preaching, teaching, and work for the devil on the side. No, you can't serve two masters. If his words, what his words say, it says for everybody. He's not saying just for some people. We don't, in his kingdom, he don't have this thing that we think, like, you know, a lot of time with people, the children, the family, whoever they are. Certain one, they can do anything they want. And, oh, they're nice and they're sweet and they got a good heart. Then his another one do the same thing, or somebody else's child do it, or somebody else's brother do it. Then you want to hang them up on the cross. Wicked. You're wicked. That's what that is. Wrong is wrong. We have to stick. Either we with God or we not. The Bible says, can't two walk together except in agreement. So if I'm not in agreement the way he does and the way he says things, I'm not really walking with him. I don't care what I'm trying to tell people. I'm not walking with him. 23rd verse says, who so offer praises, thanking and praising and glorifying God, not because things are going right. Me. This is what it says. And to him that orders his conversation, all right, will I show the salvation of the deliverance of God? So if I don't be praising him in the midst of what I'm going through and glorifying him and all the things, if I don't order what come up out of my mouth to say anything, Let it just come up out of there. Then he cannot show me salvation. Salvation means deliverance. In the Old Testament, it's not to my eternal salvation. So do you know why a lot of times that God don't answer people's prayer? That is why. It's not that he don't want to do it. This is why I keep telling y'all, and I'm not saying that I am complete and perfect. That's not what I'm saying. But I had to make it a point to say what the words say all the time. Or about whoever, if it's, you know, somebody, because I used to tell people years ago, I was saying, if my mother was living and she come to me and she asked me something, a question or something, and there's something wrong about what she's thinking or doing according to Scripture, I have to tell her the truth. I'm not going to compromise the word of God, because my Creator made me. He could take the breath out of my body. She don't hold the breath in my body. This one, why you want to say that? Look, y'all do what y'all want to do. Because I am not. Because people don't understand. To be in the hand of an angry God, you don't know what you're doing. One lady one time in Pennsylvania told me, well, I just don't believe the Lord. I don't believe you because he never talked to me. I said, well, you ain't really been close to him either and been doing wrong. You don't know him. So don't tell somebody who don't experience that with the Lord. And he'll have people come to me, prophets, sometimes what I call real prophets, come to me, correcting me so I can stay on the right path. So your pigmentation of how you think God is, you wrong, sister. You wrong. That's because what I'm telling you, what I know many times to keep me on the right path, that's what it means in 23rd Psalm about, you know, the shepherd with that rod, with that crook. When you get off the wrong path, if he don't, the Holy Ghost don't convict you and make you feel bad about it, he will have someone else come up that maybe you ain't even mentioned and have them saying something to you about, that's him correcting you. All this stuff that people got in today's what's going on with the churches and the Protestant thing, they don't want nobody to correct them and they don't want nobody to say it because God would never, they don't know God. Because their loving Father, he's not doing us like these people doing their children thing now. You don't say anything to them because it'll make them bad. Them Negroes are already bad because of some kind of genes that they come from, whoever they relatives here or whatever. Those are demon spirits. And the Bible talks about there are children, people born wicked. So you cannot treat, and the Bible tells us anyway, you don't deal with flesh and blood. So I don't know what people get this mess from that they're saying. But you got to accept the word say. You got to come in contact with a little demon 4 or 5 years old, stronger than what you are. And that demon will kill you. So if God gave his word, we have to do and accept the word say do. So Galatians 6:7-9 say this, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, shall he also reap. I tell people this, look at whatever going on in your life. It's not because of God, it's not because of the devil, not because of nobody else. It's what you sowed. What you said or what you did. Because he said he's not mocked. Don't think he's going to judge me for what I say and do wrong. And he's not going to judge the other person. Like I said a few minutes ago, God is not wicked like that. Some people today is wicked like that in their family, in their whatever it is. They won't judge all wrong. They make excuses for it. But I don't. Not even for me. This is why I told y'all when the Holy Spirit has have a prophet, some have been corrected me on something. What kind of thing? I don't try to explain it to them. I don't try to get out of it. Guilty, just guilty. Lord, help me. Because, see, righteousness is really in my heart, and God had put in there. If I had unrighteousness in me, I would start to justify him. I'd start to make it feel, but see, you know, I became a yelling. You don't understand what they did to me. You don't understand what they said to me. All that stuff is unrighteous. But he said, for he, whoever that soweth to his flesh, say my flesh, the devil got me talking, but God ain't going to do this, and God ain't going to do the other, and that other this. I'm sowing to my flesh. But let me tell you what the scripture says. Shall of the flesh reap corruption? That means wrong. Why is it going to be wrong? Because of what I've been saying. What I've been, even though I know, because I do know a lot of people, even around here, they know the word in their head. But when they get squeezed, the word don't come out. But when I clock them, then they'll say, well, yeah, the word do say that. Yeah, but see, you want me to stand with you. But here you, I'm believing God's going to do it. I don't care what it looks like. And you coming out of your mouth saying what you're saying. So why should I stand? Tell you something else about the Lord. Back here, it been a while. The Lord sent a lady. She was living in Houston, Texas at the time. I don't know where she still living. Where she, but anyway, he sent her to me. I didn't know the lady. She said, God said, you're using your anointing to get people stuff. Because at that time, I didn't ask you whether you believe, and I didn't ask you this, that, and the other. I was just one of them that believed at that time, even as a baby, and Lord, that and nothing was impossible. I don't care what you were asking for or wanting God to do that to the natural man, and you didn't have the money for. How could even during that time I was believing for people for houses? They didn't have no down payment. I'll stand in the gap and get it. No, they didn't believe. Didn't even ask them. And that's why God hit the lady. Said, the lady didn't know me. So God said, you stop using your anointing to get people stuff. He wanted them to believe along with me. Because one put 1,000, two put 10,000. So I didn't have time out of ignorance to do it. So see, you learn through what you go through. So that's why I know now when people just doing the talk and not the walk. And so I had started that thing again. So he began to deal with me even more recently. That's why a lot of the people even around here, he didn't stop them from bothering me. I don't even really get a lot of phone calls anymore because really, it's where it's at, because I'm believing. I don't care if it's for you or whoever it is. I'm not going to stop believing God, because it's about God. And it wears you out, because you already feeling in your spirit. People talking, but not walking. But this is what he say, Marie, again, for he that soweth to the flesh shall have the flesh with corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall the spirit reap life everlasting. So when you sow it to the word of God, to the spirit of God, and you say what it says, you are reaping not only life everlasting, you're going to reap your blessings. You're going to reap your promises. God's going to do what he said he's going to do, but in the meantime, God is not just trying to give us what he wants, but he's trying to get us to a place that we'll trust him and want him. But I just want him for what he can do for us. And he said, let us be not weary in well doing, but in due season. That's not the season you appointed. And that's the season I appointed, but it's what he had already appointed for your life. He may appoint one season for you and something else for somebody else. We got to stop looking at other people. Well, I wonder why they're getting blessed, because I've got a good heart, too, and God ain't blessing me. But see, that's probably one reason why you're not, because you're trying to tell the Almighty how he ought to operate and move. And you don't know what kind of that person been with the relationship with the Lord for. It's, you might see them doing other stuff, but you don't really know how their heart is when God tells them to do something, give somebody something, or they may not even talk negative talk or crazy talk. But he let us know that we be not weary in well doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Due season. I say it again, that's a season and a time that God has set aside. It's not what people say. The only way that I would give a person, say, God said he's going to bless them next week or next week. You better believe that God done really told me that. I don't care how much I want you to be blessed. I don't care how bad I want you to be blessed. I am not going to come out of my mouth and say something God didn't say and make you be disappointed. And a lot of folks is doing that. A lot, and people are eating it up because they don't know God. But the Bible says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, all mankind. Not just brothers, not just friends, not just families, not just church members, not just what. So if I'm just doing that to those particular people and not to anybody else, God said, I'm still disobeying the word. Yeah, we have to use wisdom when God tells us to do it and when God tells us to do it. I know a lot of people, a lot of time I can go back, and a lot of time the Lord was saying, bless me. I had a thing, just want to give, want to help. I wasn't using no kind of wisdom or faith or anything. Just want to give and help. Okay, and I was wondering why God wasn't blessing me, giving me the blessing that he had for me. And I had to learn, not from people around me, from people that really walk with the Lord. Because that's sometimes God don't want to bless you because you got certain people around and he don't want you to bless. And you want to bless them. Now, I didn't have family, but I do know people that had family around. These family wasn't serving God. They didn't want God. They was out in the streets doing this and doing that. But as soon as they got some money or whatever it is, they may like, but the Lord told me to give him $100 or $1,000 or whatever. And here's somebody probably praying with you, whatever with you. He ain't even thought about them. He ain't even thought about them. But he said, those who have the household of faith. So what does that mean? Those who are true believers. True believers. That's what the word says. So see, a lot of these things that we don't do and we don't get because we're not doing what the word of God say. Hebrew 10:35-36 says, cast not away therefore your confidence. That's your constant trust in God and his word, which has great recompense of reward if you hold fast to it and don't stop saying it. But ye have in need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Okay, when I'm going through and waiting on God, and I'm just anxious, I'm just working on, I'm just, you know, I don't have no confidence in God. So the reward for the receive the blessing thing, because I don't have patience. It's not coming until I shut up. I stop thinking and praising God for it. My pastor used to tell me one time way back, and the thing I would go, you know, but believe it is coming to the Lord and excited about this, because God done had a word given to me, something he done showed me in my way of thinking, and looking at it, I thought it was right being right now, and he wasn't doing it, so I went to her. Telling her, she said, baby, let me tell you one thing. First of all, God show you things in part. Second of all, when God shows you something, that don't mean he's getting ready to do it. You have to learn how to discern and learn the ways of God. So I would stay at that time, you know, excited and bugging God and this, that, and another, and all this stuff would come. I've seen the time when I was constantly speaking the word, you know, didn't understand nothing, I don't do time. But that's because I was supposed to do that. But anyway, I thought that's going to make God do it. Nothing makes him do anything. Habakkuk 2:3-4. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, his end, it shall speak and not lie. His due season, his due time. Though it tarry, though it's wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just, the right one, the one that said he right, shall live by his faith. You know what that means? Where other people may be getting blessed, and this is what's going on at that time in Habakkuk, the wicked people getting blessed. And so Habakkuk was going to the Lord, or questioning the Lord about it, trying to get an understanding. And the Lord let him know, okay, though I don't promise you in this and another, though, you know, division terror. First of all, he said, you told him to wait for it. The Bible also tells us about, you know, you write the vision down, make it plain. It probably didn't have, write it down, make it plain. Keep the Lord before. I got some stuff that I had wrote down when God gave me sometime way back through people and this, that, and other. You know, and some of the things have come past and some things have not. And that's why I tell people a lot of times when they're telling me about that, Lord, is he going to do this? He just reminded me of what he's going to keep his promise. You're not telling me something that he hadn't told me. But see, I'm waiting on God. You ain't waiting on God. Romans 1:17 said, to therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. God is taking your faith from different levels. The after why your faith get to so to what's on you, just, you know, you got done said it, you just waiting on him, you ain't trying to make him give you no confirmation, you ain't trying to just run and get the words, you know, you even though people are saying this and saying that, I'm using like I say, because of what he came to some transform you for the master's use and got me in place. Not by my grace, by his grace, even the things that I'm waiting on, what's on for, you know, for God's now. I'm not sitting up here anxious and worried about God and why you ain't did this and did this and that and the other. No, one thing that I ask God about, you know, until he moved, fix it so that they don't just rain in here. I suppose if you got me here, you got me here for a reason. But I'm not sitting. It's other people that try to stir my spirit up. You know, and that's why I don't talk about it a lot of times to some people. They try to stir it up. And like I said, some people, the best thing not to tell people because I did. But it's sharing. Sometimes I just share stuff. I'm not sharing to get no opinion. I'm sharing. Because if I want you to pray, I ask you to pray. And this lady's going to try to find out the name of the people and all that. And but somehow God had me running my mouth about something. I don't know why I'm saying it. But later on I find out because these people behind the scenes had tried to get information so they get in touch with the people. They think they're helping me out. But what are you doing? You really cursing my blessing. You hindering, you holding up things for me. That's what you're doing. Because God got another way he's going to work it out. And you think you're wiser than God or wiser than me, that you're going to try to help me to get it. But when you help me to get it, then that maybe I'm going to have to come out of my money with a whole lot of, in my pocket with a whole lot of money and a whole lot of this. I got to run to 2 and 3 and 4 different people. And that wasn't what the way God wanted. God can make one person do what they say they ain't going to do. If we let him do it. But see, instead of them letting me teach them, they trying to reteach me the way that God done brought me away from. But God had me saying one day about, I gave it a testimony about something that somebody else was telling somebody else about, you know, you can give mom the number, but if God ain't telling her to call, she don't call it. And I was just sharing the testimony. Didn't know why I brought it up. Not knowing behind the scene, but God knows everything. They already went on the computer. I don't know what they went on. They did like this, something like this person did in Florida. And got all this information about all these habitats place for me to call. You go and you put in your application so you can get your blessing. I told them that ain't what God told me. And I asked you anyway for you to stand with me for the will of God to be done, not your will. Not your will. Because either way I go, and you know, what you have to have the day when you get ready to move and get this and all this stuff, you know, you're going to have the money. Or God's going to have to give you favor. One or the other. And I always have been the last 7 years when I waited on God. Yeah, they thought I was stupid. But when I waited on God, God had somebody else doing it. I'm sitting there ministering to people. I wasn't asking. Because with me, with the help of God, I try not to ever ask anybody to go out of their way for me. I try not to. I can say, I know that was time even with my daughter when she went home. And I asked if she's going in such and such a direction or she going in such, and I asked her something, she's not. I don't know what's, why my heart is like that, but I just don't do that. Not because I'm good or better. I just don't do it because I feel a conviction that here you putting somebody else through something and not even being considerate of what they might have to do. All I want is what I want, and that's selfish. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faith, and I think I read that before, is to all generation that has established the earth, and its abides are remain forever. 119:105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's that the word, the logo word of God, the revelation of that logo, it's what is a lamp. It's to guide your feet. It's to guide you to even the prophecy that you get for your life. It's the word of God. Along with that, it's the word of God that Lord put in my bed for me to wait this long on some things from God. And I get mad and upset with him because he still had me. And I have to laugh about that. Recently, I said, he constantly had it with me. Now he's talking about me being, ordained and called and anointed and authority for his people, and he's going to take me deeper, teaching deeper this. And I'm saying, Lord, I said, but I kind of want you to kind of give me instruction on what move you want me to make or whatever it is. You think he answering that? Because he's concerned about his people to get into the place that they need to get, and he's concerned about a vessel that would be willing to help me get there. That's why the enemy fight me so about this ministry. But God keep saying, I said to a true man of God, God did call you and ordained you for the ministry. And they keep praying, so God grow her ministry, because the enemy is working, because he don't want the people to get what God got me given. Now, if I was, like I said before, if I was to turn these shows into a show where just have people on prophesying all the time, or I'll just do it all the time, this thing would be full. because they used to eat a Burger King food. They're not used to eating beans and greens and cornbread and all that stuff that's going to strengthen them. But see, when God calls you, you have to go the way God wants you to go, because God got a people. But I'm saying all this to tell you the test that you have to go through and the things you have to go through. If you're going to fulfill God's will, you're not going to always have it. God's not going to always just jump and do it because you want to do it. He will test you on it. But you have to know that he called. You have to know people and know what people want and what they do. And that's why a lot of times the Lord has sent me through, not only, I'll say from 2018 when I was on this other show, but also when I was pastoring. They show me that most of his people, they want what they want. They don't care how you have to get it. Don't give me no word. Just pray for me to get what I want because I want it. He takes taking me through that for me to learn the ways of people and how his people manipulate his servants and him. Because they don't want you to tell them they ain't right, they ain't thinking right. So, but you got to love the Lord and know he really called you to continue to go through that. Because I'm here to tell you all again, I was thinking about this today, all of you that's going to obey God and you're called for the ministry, this is why God tried to get you to a place to stop whining and crying about stuff. Because the persecution that's going to come, because you look at it now, a lot of times certain things, especially if you're in that 501(c), you can't preach and teach and talk about it. But see, you're supposed to obey God. So a lot of people get up under that so they can get the taxes exempt thing. And okay, so and then they don't know you're upon the man, so now you got to preach and teach what man say. You don't want the persecution. So you don't want to offend people. But guess what? When you stand before the mighty God, you won't get that white robe of righteousness. You won't get all them crowns. He's not gonna say, "Well done, that good and faithful servant." He's not gonna say, "My little daughter, and I know that you wanted to, and I know that you know how people is and this, that and the other." He's not talking that way. Persecution is already here and getting ready to get worse. You're getting ready to get worse. Now, all this stuff about people shouldn't act like that and people shouldn't do this. Yeah, you need to get out of that. Get in the Word. Because the devil don't want the Word of God to go forth. He don't want people to see people change. He wants people, because after a while, those people that act that, you're going to start to killing and stealing and doing everything everybody else is doing. Because the devil already taken possession of you, because the way you think and the way you talk. And to have what you want to have, and God ain't moving. And I said at least 20 years ago, I was telling people, and I saw it then, I was telling people, I said, you know what, I said, the thing that's coming, you're going to have women that they love to have everything, they love to look good, they love to look. I'm not saying nothing wrong with that in the right place. But if they can't get it, they're going to be out there on the street just like with them other women trying to get that money to get what they want. Because it's a spirit, it's a greed in them. It's a lust, it's a passion. They got to be looking good. I want to look good. She said, you better be careful. Better be wise. Or something. I'm going to get that word in you. Because, like I said, you got it. One other thing before I go, because I had got a, this is somebody I had met, not met in person, but I met him on the phone maybe about a couple of years ago or whatever it is. And like I said, I'm not interested in people. I'm interested in your soul. Let me put it like that. I'm not interested in anything else. I'm not interested in, you know, what you look like, your age. You know, none of the earthly stuff. Because once I tell people, when you become kingdom mind, you don't even think about stuff like that. All you look for that person's soul to see if they need Jesus. If they hurt or crippled or whatever it is, to see if they get healed. That's what you look for. But anyway, I had got a picture on the And so I'm looking, I'm saying, where did it come from? But anyway, you know how they have that question. And I texted back. I said, "Who is this?" And they said, "Me." So I said, "Oh, okay." That's all I said. I ain't said nothing else because it wasn't nothing else to me. Because I ain't looking at you like that or whatever. But anyway, they kept a call. I think they called Friday night while I was on that. I'm in the phone. Just ring, 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 ring. They don't want to come on. What are you calling me while I'm on my show for? You know, to ask me some stupid question. Lord have already told me what they want me to do. They want to ask me what I thought about how they look. I don't care about how you look. I care about your soul and for that pride. I'm seeing that pride. That pride standing up bigger than that. So, but anyway, they finally called me back because I had stopped trying to answer the phone. But they called me back the next day and said, "I sent you that because I want you to know who you're talking to." I told them, "I don't care who I'm talking to. I'm not worried about somebody when I'm talking to you, I'm not worried about what you're looking like, what you got on, what you ain't got on, or what you... I'm not even thinking. My mind is spiritual. Situation, condition, if I can't help to pray you, I'm not looking at... So see, carnal minded Christian, why would you want to even... I mean, I'm not interested in... When I'm talking, God knows. When I'm talking, or whatever it is. And sometimes, you know, God will show you things too. But when I'm talking, I ain't concerned about what's coming out of your heart, what's coming out of your mouth. Nothing else. So I see something else with that too, but nothing else. Nothing else, you know. Nothing else. If I see you on, down here on earth, fine. If I see you in glory, fine. If God let us watch you, I'm not going to come looking at you to see if everything in order, that my order. This is not what I'm doing. I want to see your heart. That's what I want to see. See your heart. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it quit tonight because my time has run out. But you all be blessed and stay encouraged, you know, and I will try to keep you encouraged. But like I said, when I do, let the word settle in your heart. Because then you help me, you strengthen me. Because if I'm encouraging you, and, you know, you're not letting it go in and you're rejecting it, then my spirit get dropped. I feel like, I'm not doing the will of God when I do that. But you all have a blessed night. And thank God for y'all and be encouraged and keep the faith. I'm talking about really keep the faith, okay? Keep the faith in God, not in yourself, not in nobody else. If somebody else don't do what they're supposed to do, that ain't your business. You keep your faith in God, so God can change any heart that he won't change. Any heart. And I am continuing praying with y'all. But God's purpose will be done. So you all have a blessed night, and I love y'all in Jesus' name. Amen.